I would say the first thing with anti-racism work is to, first of all, look after yourself. And it's really important because this is not easy work. It's a hard slog. And if you do need to take care of yourself, and that's a message that we're putting out there in terms of our campaign. So I would first of all say, you know, read up about anti-racism work. There's lots of great resources. You can visit our social media, which is at BLM in the Sticks. And we can, you know, you will see lots and lots of information that you can read about how to go about these discussions and about how to learn more for yourself, actually, so that when you're having these discussions, you feel like you're coming from a point of being informed about it. I would also then suggest that, you know, you speak out and see who else in your community is feeling the same way. You know, get some allies on board. Don't do it all on your own. Sometimes it's just about sparking a conversation. I was able, I think, as an Indian woman, to say on a notice board in a rural area, hey, this is a problem. I've written a letter about it. That then sparked off local interest, and there were lots of people who came forward wanting to help and wanting to do something. I don't know, as a white person, if you went on a notice board and said, hey, this is a problem, whether you would get the same reaction, because as an Indian woman, it was quite hard for people to say this isn't a problem. You know, they did, but it was much smaller numbers. As a white person, you could be faced with lots of people saying, why are you saying this? You know, what do you know about it? And I don't think that should stop you, but I think what it will do is it will unearth who is against what you're trying to do, but it will also unearth people who are in support of what you're saying. And I think the most important thing about this work is that we keep the conversation going. We have to keep the conversation going. We have to keep anti-racism work high on the agenda, because, you know, a racist society doesn't work for anyone. It works much better when we're all being treated equally. And equally doesn't mean treated the same, because everybody has different needs and we all come from different places. And what I need might be different to what you need, but it does mean everyone has the right to living fairly in a fair society and has the same opportunities. And that is better and richer for everyone.